From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. As the earthquake death toll surpasses 5,000, Nepal is observing 3 days of national mourning for the victims of Saturday's devastating 7.8 magnitude quake. Some 10,000 people are injured and casualties are expected to rise. Dr. Richard Brennan is of the World Health Organization.
We're obviously concerned about the potential spread of infectious disease and are taking measures to address that. We have to make sure that women who continue to give birth have access to obstetric services, and we'll be looking at the other longer-term health issues such as psychosocial and impact on access to care for chronic medicines over time.
The former U.S. ambassador to Kathmandu, James Moriarty, told VOA via Skype that developing a credible relief response will be a race against time.
You've got people living, many of them living 3 to 4 days from the nearest road. They're racing against time. You've got 5 to 6 weeks before the monsoons start. And if you don't have reliable shelter and reliable food chains set up by then, Nepal's going to have a real mess on its hands.
Heavy rains are hampering aid trucks from reaching some of the worst affected areas in the remote parts of the country. Helicopters have also been unable to land, leaving many stranded and in need of aid. The Baltimore Police Commissioner says the eastern U.S. city is stable as authorities enforced an overnight curfew after Monday's riots over the death of a young black man who died in police custody earlier this month. Police in riot gear confronted a small group of protesters who remained on the streets in the defiance of that curfew, which took effect at 10 p.m. local time on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz reshuffled a number of top posts Wednesday, including naming his nephew, Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, as the new crown prince. The new heir apparent replaces the king's half-brother, who had just been named crown prince in January when King Salman took power upon the death of King Abdullah. Indonesia has defended the executions early Wednesday of 7 foreigners and an Indonesian man convicted of drug trafficking as part of the fight against horrible drug crimes that threaten the nation's survival. The execution has drawn fierce protests from international rights groups and world leaders, including Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
These executions are both cruel and unnecessary. Cruel because both Andrew Chan and Myron Sukumaran spend some decade in jail before being executed, and are necessary because both of these young Australians were fully rehabilitated while in prison.
Indonesia has a mandatory death penalty for drug trafficking. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is sending Special Envoy Said Djinnit to Burundi, where the president's decision to run for a third term has sparked violent street protests. The UN diplomat is expected to meet President Pierre Nkurunziza and other officials. Agathon Rwasa is an opposition party member and presidential candidate.
The police is behaving as militant of CNDD-FDD, which is somehow shameful, I may say so. And also, the right to protest, to demonstrate, is recognized by the Constitution. And those who are demonstrating are doing so to protest against the annihilation of the Constitution.
At least 5 people have died this week in clashes between police and protesters in the capital of Bujumbura. South Korea's spy agency says North Korea's young leader, Kim Jong-un, has ordered the execution of 15 senior leaders this year. Seoul spy officials provided that information to lawmakers during a private session of parliament Wednesday, according to a lawmaker. One of the executed officials was said to be a vice minister for forestry who was killed after complaining about Mr. Kim's forestation plan. Global press freedom declined last year to its lowest level in more than a decade. That's according to a report issued Wednesday by an international human rights monitoring organization. Freedom House's annual survey said journalists across the world face restrictions placed on them by forces including authoritarian governments, terrorists, and media owners with business interests. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.